This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Mike Possible with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our coverage of CU Intersect here in a lovely Houston, Texas, where it's a mere 100 degrees outside, but we are nice and comfy in an air-conditioned hotel here in Houston. And we have two fine gentlemen here in the old studio lounge. I'm going to do some introductions. Right next to me is Mr. Robbie Wright from Peer IT Creighton Services. Robbie, how are you?
Doing pretty well today. I'm glad it's not 102 like it was yesterday.
I know. It might be 102 outside. Who knows? Who knows? And then right next to Robbie is Joey Battle, and you're, is somebody calling you?
Yep.
Oh, hey, you want to talk to him?
No, that's all right.
That's all right. Right in the middle of me trying to pronounce your last name, somebody gives you a call. Maybe that was a good thing.
Sense.
Maybe it was a good thing. Joey Battle, oh my gosh, I had it before. Bedelement. There we go. So anyway, I apologize for not getting the name. So, but anyway, welcome to the studio lounge. How's the conference going?
Going great. Yeah, this is great.
From a peer IT perspective.
Yep. I've been around the industry long enough to actually have done some of Tom Wright's conferences previous NCO ISO conferences with Brian, and obviously on the peer IT side. Mm-hmm. So it's been pretty rewarding this year to see a couple of these things come together and actually be able to hold it this year.
Yeah.
After
2 years, 3 years or something?
Yeah, we've practiced planning it like two times now, and so the third time, we should be a little bit better at it now.
You got it down. Joey, how's the conference going for you as well?
It's going awesome. So same temperature as Florida, where I'm from.
Oh, that's right.
So a balmy, 100 degrees in Tampa, where I'm from. But this has been awesome. I got to spend some time with Robbie yesterday presenting on kind of the Microsoft security message when it pertains to credit unions. Some of the areas that they're kind of making advancements and improvements. So it's been really fun. And known Robbie, actually, we met December of 2019. Mm-hmm. We were in Seattle at Microsoft's campus.
Oh, really? Okay.
We cool. spent the week. There was roughly 20 of us. And so I've been part of the three-year adventure to get to the CU Intersect Conference.
Yep.
So I've been on all the emails and all the planning throughout the whole thing. So it's nice to see it finally come together.
Right on. Yeah, it's good to be here. So, and we're talking today about kind of like the partnership between your two organizations and how it works and ultimately how it benefits. And I'm assuming that you talked about that in your session yesterday as well. So you want to give us a quick overview?
Yeah. So working for Ingram Micro, one of the largest distributors globally across multiple industries and verticals. I specialize in the security space, cloud security. That's how I met Robbie. So we do a lot of things for a lot of different areas, but more specifically in my role, it's making sure that Robbie and Peer IT are leveraging all the tools and security postures that Microsoft is bringing to market. Mm-hmm. Whenever new tools come out, things like Defender for Endpoint, that we're making sure that they're ramped up and that they know what they're doing from a technical perspective. Mm-hmm. They know how those applications are going to affect the credit unions and their customers. So we are basically a partner and an extended kind of arm of Peer IT.
Okay. And I want to get the Peer IT's perspective on how the partnership works. How does it work from your perspective?
Yeah. Well, Peer IT has a pretty specific vision for where we see a lot of credit unions going in the future. You know, mm-hmm. 3 years from now, and how some combination of on-prem servers paired up with the cloud. You mm-hmm. could have hybrid cloud, you could have completely everything in the cloud. And so the future has a lot of opportunity for credit unions. And where almost all of that comes from really has to start on the cybersecurity side. And so most all of the engagements that we're doing in Azure and 365 all really start around security. Mm-hmm. And so for us, they've been pretty much our Microsoft partner, how we consume all of our Microsoft solutions. And so when we can go out and talk big picture vision, this is where we kind of see the credit union industry going, mm-hmm. we can put together solutions to solve problems for credit unions with Joey and other teammates at Ingram kind of on the back end, helping navigate some of the inner details of Microsoft.
Okay. So can you provide maybe some examples of how this partnership helps credit unions?
I was trying to think of one of the very first credit unions that we onboarded as a Microsoft partner. Mm-hmm. Purity and Pure IT have kind of been two sister companies, and we recently combined those. Mm-hmm. And so being a Microsoft partner is a relatively new thing for Pure IT. On the Purity side here a few years ago, though, we've been a Microsoft partner for a while. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to remember one of the first credit unions that we took on. It might actually be one of the first Pure IT customers actually Lone Star Credit.
Okay, yeah, Lone Star, right up the road.
Yep, right up the road here. And so Becky Reed and Cruz at Lone Star have been Pure IT customers for many, many years. Yeah. And moving some of their 365 licenses was a pretty early thing for us. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. One of the things that we found that's actually made us pretty successful in this is most credit unions might buy from a distributor that doesn't know the industry very well. And from my experience, they have been sold or purchased a lot of the wrong licensing. They've either overbought and have spent a significant amount, too much money, and they've bought the Ferrari and they're going to get milk at the grocery store.
I gotcha. Yep.
Or they have bought something really super basic that doesn't meet some of the baseline security requirements for ASET, and they aren't doing some of the stuff that they need to do. Mm-hmm. And so we try to bridge that gap of being that trusted advisor that says, hey, these are really the licenses you guys need for where you want to be today. Mm-hmm. You know, a year or two from now, that might be different.
Right, right.
So, you know, understanding Microsoft licensing has its own unique challenges.
It sounds like it.
Just how they iterate so fast, especially with Defender for Endpoint now. They've made a lot of changes with that are making that a pretty motivating product for credit unions right now.
You know, Robbie would go back. I was brought into the fold at Ingram at the end of 2019, and the director at the time who ran the Microsoft practice, John Doucette, set out to build a modern workplace team that was dedicated to collaboration. IE Teams, and then, you know, cybersecurity. So mm-hmm. here we are, you know, coming on and basically building these practices because he had the foresight to see, you know, we're going to have customers like Pure IT and the credit union space that are going to need collaboration tools and you know, cybersecurity in the cloud is becoming a huge talking point.
Oh, yeah.
And no clue the pandemic was coming. This is way before the pandemic.
We were on the Microsoft campus in February, right before COVID.
Oh,
we basically got home and
in
then
2020?
COVID happened.
Yeah. Yep, it was February 2020. We were there for a week, and we got to go to the cybersecurity space. I don't remember the name of the actual facility, but they've got a red team, a blue team, a purple team, and they spend all day trying to breach each other's networks.
Oh, my gosh.
They had a really cool story where they actually, one of the teams brought in a utility truck and put on the orange jackets and like started drilling into the ground to break into the fiber.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, kind of the foresight of seeing that need for a collaboration and security practice, we went into the pandemic and, you know, from an Ingram perspective, we were able to help, you know, Pure IT and Robbie with how to roll out those teams, you know, collaboration platforms. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, everyone going home, talk about Defender for Endpoint, and is how do we make sure that people are safe, right? You know, I came from a background in the data center where you put the firewalls up and build the fence, and you control all of that traffic inside your network.
Yeah, well, and it's a little bit different now.
And now you're working from your home network. Yeah. You know, how do you secure those applications? Mm-hmm. How do you make sure the data is flowing correctly? Mm-hmm. So it was you know, getting in right before the pandemic, and then that experience was really really interesting, kind of seeing how that technology had to evolve overnight.
Yeah, I remember interviewing Kyle initially. During those first few weeks, mm-hmm. about what they were doing helping credit unions. And obviously, you guys are involved as well, helping everyone get remote or work remote. Yep. But you couldn't make this last like 3 weeks or something. It had to be done like almost overnight because everyone was leaving right now, and you had to get this stuff done and be secure right now. So it's just amazing work that you guys did working with credit unions. It's just a phenomenal story.
We've seen organizations of every shape and size be successful and not be successful in a lot of those transitions. And some organizations are still kind of picking up the pieces a little bit and trying to get the security house back in order.
Yeah.
Some credit unions were able to make that adjustment really fast. Mm-hmm. But I think what everybody is clear with is that, you know, whatever you want to call it, hybrid work, remote work, mm-hmm. there's going to always be some component of having end users and devices in locations that aren't yours.
And
it could be Starbucks, it could be McDonald's, mm-hmm. it could be airport, it could be the hotel Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so one of the things Joey and I both agree with, and others in the industry too, is kind of some of the next steps here is Zero Trust Network, and how we're able to secure devices in that Zero Trust networking environment, mm-hmm. where you basically just assume you've been breached, you assume you're in a dirty network, and how are we going to secure devices in places like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, essentially don't trust anything, right? Don't
right.
trust.
That's zero trust,
you know,
yeah.
Trust but verify, make sure that all of that incoming data, you know, that's outside the network,
mm-hmm.
you know, make sure you're validating that, but then inside the network, you know, what's happening inside the network, because the malicious actors really, they like to find a vulnerability, and then they like to get in and just sit and wait,
yeah.
right? They like to look at whose credentials get them what access.
Yeah.
So, you know, the ability to you know, trust but verify, the zero trust technology, you know, we are constantly chasing the malicious actors. So it's an interesting journey, trying to keep up.
And that's what I've learned here is that, I mean, I've learned many, many things here. One of the things that really is top of my mind is like what you just said, Joey, is that the bad actors will come in, they'll get in,
yep.
but they won't do anything for like a couple months, you know? What the average stay was like 70 days or something like that. I can't,
wow.
Somebody told me here in an interview, I'm like, are you kidding me? They just sit there and they watch and they wait until and then they pounce when the timing is right. So yeah, it's
Absolutely. Just
nuts what's going on. At least they said that's the smart ones do that.
Yep.
The
yep.
ones that are a little eager jump real quick and then they it doesn't turn out so well for them.
Yeah, we've seen a bunch of that. Even maybe this year, we've probably helped credit unions, I mean, more than two hands that have had some variety of an email compromise that almost all of them were in 365 but weren't set up and configured quite correctly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we've had an opportunity to try to go in and you know, help them through that situation.
Yeah.
And most of the time those
yeah.
are pretty tough conversations to have,
yeah.
Especially when you're starting a new relationship with somebody. But we can help get in there, rectify the situation, do mm-hmm. a little bit of remediation,
mm-hmm.
kind of, you know, make sure that they're set up properly, like with multi-factor authentication.
Exactly.
And,
yep.
you know, some
yep.
basic blocking and tackling like that.
And I want to segue from that to Joey. You were talking earlier about endpoints. And can you explain that a little bit too? And then provide
yeah.
an example of how that works? And
yeah, so the
how
endpoint,
can relate
the endpoint
to
conversation. And one of the things I love about working with Robbie and PeerIT is, as he mentioned earlier, you know, making sure that you're right-sizing the customer. You know, that's something that Microsoft can be very complex along with multiple other vendors.
Yeah.
That, you know, you have the right licensing, but that, you know, we do a lot of assessments around, are you actually using the right license for that person's persona? And, you know, with the credit union space, you know, you've got people that could be, you know, a clerk or a cashier, you know, you've got someone that might be in the HR or admin, and you've got, you know, up into the C-level suite, right? So you've got a lot of different people
mm-hmm.
that have access to different levels of data,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And as I mentioned earlier, you know, I came from that data center world where you build, you know, you kind of build your fence. Well, now, you know, maybe a VP is traveling, or maybe you've got a credit union, you know, personal representative that's out working with a business,
mm-hmm.
and you're using your laptop, you're using your cell phone, you might have a tablet. You want to have that same experience you have at the credit union, but you want to be
right.
able to make sure that, you know, that endpoint is protected
right.
appropriately,
right.
that you're using the right type of licensing, and that you're, you know, Rob, you hit it on the head, is setting that license up with the appropriate security postures, things like, you know, MFA, of course,
mm-hmm.
but conditional access,
mm-hmm.
data loss prevention, you know, who's accessing what data, what are they doing with that data.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I have a story of my engineer and I were traveling, and he's an Apple person, but you know, he wanted to as we traveled, he wanted to do some studying and tried to move some data from our corporate laptop to an Apple device,
yeah.
and it blocked him from moving that
really?
that data over. So similar thing with credit unions, when you're out traveling, visiting customers, or in meetings that are outside that kind of protected network, making sure that those devices
mm-hmm.
are doing what they should do.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Oh my gosh. It's just, I've been educated so my brain is full. But it's so fascinating how this whole world works. And I'm so glad you guys are having this conference, because it's really opened up a whole, at least for me, it's really opened up a whole new world. I feel like Ariel and Little Mermaid, it's a whole new world. So, but yeah, it's really fascinating to see how it all works and the behavior behind it all
mm-hmm.
and the efforts that you guys are going through to protect goofballs like me out there
yep.
and, you know, getting into trouble and getting our companies into trouble and things
yep.
like that. It's just, it's a fascinating journey that we're all on that ain't going to end anytime soon. I can guarantee you that.
Yep.
For sure. One thing I'll kind of leave you with is, you know, I think you'll agree with this, is in the IT space, you know, in general, I started back in around 2010, you heard digital transformation.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like every year, digital transformation is coming. It's
mm-hmm.
coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they make that joke in Game of Thrones, the dragons,
yeah.
they're coming
yeah.
in 10 seasons. Well, all of a sudden, you know, the pandemic hits and digital transformation hit overnight.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
To your point, you know, a lot's happened in a short period of time, mm-hmm. and that digital transformation journey has really, really been accelerated and moved.
Oh, yeah. It went from a marathon to a sprint real
yep.
quick.
Yep. Yep.
Anything else to add, gentlemen?
Turn on MFA, please, please. Turn on MFA.
You heard it right here.
Turn on everywhere.
Yep.
It is the number one, number one way that we see credit unions have problems is they do not have MFA.
Okay.
That's extremely easy to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like it is.
Set it up and set it up right, and that stops something like 98% of phishing attempts. You know, when they're attacking individuals.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know. Yeah. Sounds like an easy solution right there.
Yep. You should turn it on for yourself too.
I will right now.
Awesome.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Mike.
Appreciate the time as always, and thanks again for all the hard work that you guys do to keep us all safe.
What we're here for.
All right.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.